Good morning. Pardon me. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Atlas to Fair of Opportunities call on Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2014, at 1700 UTC. On the call today, we have Maureen Hilliard, Olivia Crippen-LeBlond, Eduardo Diaz, Ali L. Michelle, and Wolf Ludwig. Glenn McKnight is hoping to join us a little later into the call. We have apologies from Judith Hellerstein and Budeni Shuambi. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Liang, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, a newer member, Kathy Schnitt, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would also like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Eduardo.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you, everyone, for being here today. The agenda is in Adobe, and are there any changes or additions or to the agenda? If not, we can jump right into, I don't know what Glenn had as a wanted to talk about in this capitulation, but let's jump to the next one, to item number four about the schedule. And I believe there is a detailed schedule link in the main page. I'm going to put it here so everybody can go on there and look. Whoops, it's there. Okay. So, Haley, can you take us over where that schedule and I guess the main thing is for the group to agree or disagree with this or make changes to the schedule. So, Haley, if you can take us over this, I would really appreciate it. I don't see Haley, so Haley, are you, I guess you are in here. Or anybody from staff may want to go through this schedule. So it was published yesterday, I believe. So.
Sorry, Gisela's here. Heidi's not on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw her name in the staff. So
in any case, she is. She's on the Adobe Connect. She will be joining us shortly. What Heidi's just done since the last call we've had is add the Fadi, Steve Crocker, and if we can just go through the timing of the event just to make sure that we all agree on this. If you just bear with me for a second.
Thank you.
Sorry, Eduardo. I just got a copy now that I can see. So we, as per last time, 8:25, playing the background music, Ariel to coordinate with tech staff. Then we will do the socializing for 10 minutes. And Railer leaders to encourage networking and cross-Railer interaction. Then at 18:40, we start with the welcome and introductions by Olivier. That will last for 5 minutes. Followed by Fadi for 5 minutes, and then we have Olivier introducing Steve Crocker, who he as well has 5 minutes. We then have a brief video sent to us by Vince Cerf, and that Olivier will be introducing as well. And then we get on to the keynote speakers, which we will be addressing later on. The keynote speaker currently has 11 minutes. And then we continue with the socializing for 25 minutes and going around the tables, etc. And then an idea that we came up with was the Atlas II quiz that if you attended the AP RALO showcase in Singapore, you will remember that Pavan did a quiz and we had some prizes. And that went down quite well, and it was quite an entertainment for the showcase. We'd need your view on that. And then we continue with the socializing, and Olivier will say a few words at the end to thank everyone and to close the reception. One of my questions as well was with regards to interpretation. That was one of the questions on making sure that we had interpretation through for the whole duration of the fair, because we'll have the socializing at the end, but then Olivier will close the reception. So we'll need interpretation for that. So if everyone agrees, we will make sure that they're there for the duration. And whether there was the, my questions on this one was for the music, if we played it in the beginning and the last bit of the socializing. So first of all, maybe, are there any comments with the schedule that is up on the Adobe Connect?
Gisela, I have a question. This is Eduardo. Is the fair, does it start at 1825 or at 1800?
1830 is the start time we have.
Okay.
1825 is purely for logistics, just to say that we will 5 minutes before the beginning put the music on, like we did in Singapore if you're there, just to welcome the people to the fair and get them in before we start.
Okay.
So it starts a little before.
Maureen, you have your hand up.
Yes, Maureen Hanyad for the record. Yes, I just wanted to sort of, I have actually put it into the chat, but I think it's one of the reasons for keeping everything, all the formalities really early.
Yes.
And trying to get them over and done with really quickly because of the need for interpretation. I mean, it's such an important time. We've got, you know, it's an important occasion, and I think it's important that, you know, anyone, ALS members who can't come who want to participate.
Hello.
You know, are involved. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Who is this? Who is trying to speak?
I may have entered another call, but this is Desiree. I'm joining the Affiliates London sponsorship call at 18 UTC.
Hi, this is
Hi Desiree. It's Gisela. It's on
Hi.
At 1800 UTC. That's in 1 hour's time.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I'm in London and it's 1800 UTC. It's usually same as GTM.
No, London is 1 hour ahead.
Okay, all right.
I'll give you a quick call, Desiree. I'll call you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
No problem.
Apologies, Eduardo.
It's okay. It has happened to me also. You know, sometimes I get in these meetings, I don't know what they are. I'm sorry. In any case, any more comments about this? I see in the Maureen that to get the formalities at the beginning. Do you mean that not having the socializing of the with music, and then have the welcome and introduction? You want to like do that? You recommend you do that right at the beginning? Is that the question that you or the comment that you had?
Thank you, Eduardo. Maureen, for the record. No, I think that, you know, like the introduction with the music and that as people come in, yes, that's fine. I just don't think we should prolong the socializing, you know, that because people might come in, sort of like, you know, have a bit of socializing and stuff like that and then leave if we make it too long. So it's really just allow a bit of time. Oh, I'm competing here. Allow a bit of time for people to come, but we really shouldn't delay it too long to actually start those formalities because we don't want to hold people up who are there as extras in doing us a favor. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. The socializing before the actual, you know, welcome and introductions is only for 10 minutes, so it's just for allowing people to come in. I mean, this is going to really start 10 minutes after the scheduled hour. Heidi, you have the floor.
Yeah, sorry, Eduardo. This is Heidi, for the record. So I'm coming a little late. So are you saying, Maureen, that you would like to not have that 10 minutes of socializing and just get straight to the speeches and then just open it completely up for the socializing?
Hi, Heidi. No, not at all. I think that we do need to have that 10 minutes. We just don't want to prolong it.
Maureen, we lost you. We cannot hear you
sorry.
Anymore. Okay,
go
ahead.
Oh. Can you hear
you're
me
shopping?
Now?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, we are sort of like getting into our daylight hours now, so it's people probably using the system more. It's just to sort of say that we need to really stick to the schedule so that we don't prolong things and we can get into the introductions and the formalities as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Heidi, do you want to say something else?
So this is Heidi. So, Maureen, I'm not really following. So right now we have... Did we just go through the entire schedule, Eduardo? I'm sorry, I'm coming on a little
yes.
late.
Yes, we did. Gisela
okay.
was went through it. And
okay. So is everyone in agreement? I put 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes for Olivier. I mean, just as brief as we possibly can. Was everyone in agreement with that?
That's what we are discussing.
Okay.
Maureen was the first one in comment, bringing in a comment about, making sure that we stick to these time frames, especially in the beginning with the socializing, with music, which is, 10 minutes will be fine. But, we should not get it longer than that. That's her comment. And in about language interpretation, there is a question about if we should have language interpretation for the whole event. Even until the end, because of the 5 minutes that Oliver is going to, when he is going to close this, and that's the other question that we have. I see that Glenn is joining us as soon as we finish this. And Glenn, I mean, you may want to take over this. We're discussing the schedule, that detailed schedule for the fair, and we're discussing it to see if we agree. On this schedule.
No, thank you. Go ahead, Eduardo.
Okay, so I can finish with this, and then you can take over. So the question is, are we going to keep interpretation for the whole event? Heidi, please.
So, sorry, I had my hand up before, but I'll take the floor just again. So in terms of that, could I suggest that perhaps that close be done by Eduardo and Olivier, because between the two of them, they speak English, Spanish, and French. So we don't need to have the interpreters. Then we can let them go after about the first hour.
I don't have a problem. This is Eduardo Polireco. I don't have a problem with that. And, keeping them for such a long time. But what about the quiz time? You mean once the quiz is done, they can go? Is that what you're suggesting, Heidi? So they will be out of there.
Yes. Basically, we would just give them. Yes, we could just have that. We can have them go after that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have a problem. It's only 5 minutes for the closing. I think having them there for half an hour just to interpret for 5 minutes for a closing remark is kind of not efficient or practical. I don't know what the rest of the group think about this. If not, then we do it that way. Oh, I have Ali Al-Mishal. Please, Ali.
Yes, hi. This is Ali Al-Mishal. I have one comment, which is with regard to the quiz, and the socializing and inviting Ralos to the table. I think it's better to have the quiz before that socializing, because once we do that and invite the attendees to the RALO tables, then we might lose the attention for starting the quiz. So I would rather have the quiz before the socializing, so we move socializing after the quiz, and then we have the floor after that to elevate the floor. Thank you.
Okay, any comments about this suggestion? I don't have any
how do you say it? You know, for me, it can go either way. Heidi, please, if you have any comments.
So this is Heidi. Thank you, Eduardo. So, Ali, are you saying that, that the quiz would start immediately after the end of the keynote speaker address? So at 9:15, it would just... And then the rest of it would be completely socializing?
This is Ali for the record. Yes, Heidi. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I can make that change. And then we can even let the interpreters go earlier then.
Okay. Any comments about this? Any abstentions on doing this change? So, you know, let's have a consensus call. Who abstained on having this schedule the way it is and with the changes that we just mentioned? So not having
Eduardo.
Maureen?
I was just saying there's been quite a lot of chat about this, and it seems to be that it's that the quiz before the socializing would certainly put people into a good mood for socializing, I think.
Okay, so what you're saying, you agree to at least comment. Is that correct? Maureen?
Correct.
Yes, okay. So, to that, then, we make the change to move the Atlas quiz to the 19:15 slot. We do the quiz, and then the rest will be socializing. And we will have a 5-minute thank you note for everyone at the end. And the other question I have, when we are socializing, are we going to have background music while we are socializing? And I think we should, but that's something we can that's something that can be done very easily. So in any case, if there are no other comments, this group has agreed to this schedule, so we can make this final if there are no more changes in the future. Thank you. Glenn, it's now you take over the meeting. I didn't do the recapitulation, item number 3. I don't know if you want to say something there. I just jumped to item number 4.
No,
so Glenn,
that's great. Thank you, Eduardo. It's Glenn for the record. Just to recap, many of the outstanding issues that have been in previous calls still exist, and so I think we're going to cover a lot of the material. We do have some closure, but let's jump right into this. Okay, so we're going to go to action item number 5. Okay, so item 4.1, the items 004 and 005. Heidi, can you give everyone an update on the alternative speaker and alternative speaker? Go ahead.
Actually, this is Heidi. Thank you, Glenn. I'm going to actually hand it over to Olivier, if he doesn't mind.
okay. Olivier, it's your chance to give us an update. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier Capalavon speaking. Can you hear me well?
Yes, we can.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. So there are, as you said, there were suggested speakers and then suggested replacement speakers, plan B, plan C, etc. At the moment, there was a little survey that was sent out to members of the working group that deals with this and asking them from a list of speakers that was supplied by Edelman, which is the PR firm that works on this in London. And the first person that came out in there was Martha Lane Fox, who is a very well-known person, one of the two people behind lastminute.com. So that was one person, and then there was also Ben Hammersley was the second person listed on the list. And so Edelman checked with both. They haven't had a reply from, as far as I understand, from Martha Lane Fox yet, but they have been told by Ben Hammersley of a hefty price, which was £4,000, although this was based on a 90-minute appearance, a 90-minute speech. So, of course, since we're only having someone for 15 minutes, there is room for less than this. And the comms department will come back to us to let us know if we can actually reduce that price. Significantly, and it might well be that for 15 minutes we might not be charged, but we will find out in the next few days about this. So plan A was Marceline Fox, plan B is Ben Hammersley, and then plan C would be to have a lady called Axel Lemaire, who is the French secretary, I'm thinking of it in French at the moment, state secretary, there you go, French state secretary for digital engagement in France, of course, but she's based in London, and so there would be no cost associated with this. So that's the sort of the speakers. The other ones that we have thought about, such as Richard Branson, for example, have not come back, although I have contacted via a couple of ways. I didn't go the boldest way, which is to contact him via Twitter. I might try that later on before the end of the week. But that's I think it's highly unlikely due to the proximity of the time and also the fact that apparently you would only do something for the Virgin brand, and if it relates directly to the Virgin brand or makes the Virgin brand look good in a specific way for a specific product. So we're kind of not going to have that, quite unlikely. I do remind you, though, that we do have a video from Vince Cerf that will be played. That's a three-minute video, actually less than 3 minutes. I think it's like two minutes or so. Something very short, just greeting everyone, and apologize for not being there. But that's, of course, that doesn't replace a speaker as such. Thank you.
Okay, let's open to the floor. Anybody have any questions to Olivier on the speaker or proposed speakers? Okay, it doesn't look like it. I have a question for you, Olivier. Is budget an issue in terms of the payment of someone, or if it's a modest amount, is that okay, or are we somewhat limited based on our budget?
Yeah, thank you for this question, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. At the moment, we're trying to work out how much spare budget we have. Because we obviously have had several organizations and companies that are sponsoring our different events. The showcase itself, or the Fair of Opportunities, or what am I calling it, showcase, the Fair of Opportunities itself is partially funded, but we're give us a couple more days and we'll be able to know how much we could spend on a speaker. But I just wonder, is it something that we would be entertained with, spending for a speaker? One thing we could do, of course, is to have a speaker that doesn't request anything, but, of course, we would pay for their travel and expenses into getting to London. That I totally understand, and I think we might have budget for this. But closer to the end of this week, we will have a better idea of exactly how much we have that is spare. Bearing in mind, we have had some at-large structure delegates let us know that they will not be able to come to London. So we have a few spare, a little bit of spare cash from our budget due to the lower number of ALSs than the original number of ALSs that we're going to be taking into account in the budget.
Okay, great. So anybody else? Speak up, please. Okay, if there isn't anyone else, let's move on to the next item. The next item is dealing with...
Has his hand up.
I am here. Hey. I am here.
You. Okay, sorry, Tijana, my apologies. Go ahead.
You don't see me. I am transparent, that's why. Okay. good afternoon or good morning. I would like to say that I really agree with Olivier that funding the speaker is not the solution. We don't have speaker. It is not because we cannot fund them. It is because there is not one that we want and who is available. This is the problem. So I don't think we have to spend money to pay the speaker. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Tijani. It's Glenn for the record. I agree with Tijani. As a call earlier today, I think the stars of this event is all the ALSs, and I believe it's a tight schedule and it's the networking that's so critical. This is a unique opportunity. But okay, so if there's no one else on this topic, let's move on quickly on to the actual other logistics issues with regards to the fair. Okay, so that takes us to 4.2 is our RELO displays, slideshows, banners. So perhaps staff can you guys provide an update on the London template for the slideshows, the banners, and any other material?
Okay, this is Heidi. Susie has just put all of the banners on their way to London yesterday. So we have a beautiful ALAC at large purple pop-up, and then all of the RELOs have pop-ups in their RELO colors. In terms of the slideshow, Ariel has prepared that. I believe that's ready to go. That is has the at-large logo on it, and I believe it might have the hashtag on it. Ariel, if you want to come in. Okay, go ahead, Ariel.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Glenn, for asking. This is Ariel speaking. The slide is almost ready to go. We just finalized the hashtag in the PR call today, so I will send it over to Olivier for approval, and once he approves the style, then I will upload them. I'll upload it to the wiki and also send a copy to you too. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, so if there is any other questions, I just want to make sure all the participants on this call in your regions that you have an assigned person to make sure the tables and material that you want to share with the community, that that's been organized. One of the things that is necessary is the sizing of the tables. Now, just to let you know, there's going to be 5 tables. Each RELO will have a designated table. At this point, we don't know the size of the tables. Giselle was looking into it, but I do not have that information. Maybe she has an update. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Glenn, this is Gisela for the record. I don't have an update on the size of the tables. I'm working with meeting staff with regards to the size of the tables and other room logistics. However, I do have a quick question with regards to the plasma screens, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
On the last call, we mentioned a screen per table. Now, you mentioned TV screen, which meetings team will refer to as plasma screens. Our meetings team will look into that because there's an additional cost when we order plasma screens. And also a question is, the plasma screens are going to be very close to each other, and confirming that there won't be any sound on them. It will only be a video running, but we won't be able to have sound. If you see the size of the room with 160-plus people in it, you won't hear anything off the TV screens, the plasmas.
Yes, that is correct. If a slideshow is the preferred or a set of pictures, but to show your ALS video would be illogical. You're not going to be able to hear it. So I strongly recommend that whatever you're setting up for use on a USB or connected to your laptop, that it's information that does not require audio. Thank you.
Gisela again. So as I said, I will get back to you because I'm thinking that the cost for the screens, for the plasma screens, is going to be very high. The alternative solution there would be to have laptops playing at each table. I know aesthetically it won't be as good, but it will be an option to play the slideshows.
Thank you. Yeah, you'll get back to us on that cost issue?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, the larger screen, it doesn't have to be a monster 55-inch screen. 32 inches is more than adequate. LED or plasma, like you say. Well, get back to us for our next meeting on that. Thank you. Okay, let's move quickly along. Any questions on that? Oh, sorry. Eduardo, did you have a question?
Yes, a quick question. You mentioned, when you talked before, you mentioned that all the Rallos people that are in charge of the tables, that, you know, you should get their material together and so forth. But, you know, I'm not sure who these people are. Is there a place in the wiki that we can see who these points of contacts are? Because I'm afraid that, you know, the message is not going across. I mean, that's my impression. Maybe I'm wrong. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. In Norello's case, it's Judith. In the Secretariat of Urello is the person responsible for Urello. Off the top of my head, I do not, Lacrello, I'm not sure who it is. I did talk to Dev to have somebody assigned. And last time I was speaking to Gianni, I believe it's Victor for Afrello. And Maureen, could you help us on this? Do you have an assigned person for AP Rallo?
Yes, we do. Maureen, for the record. And I'm assuming that Ali does know that he is in charge.
Okay. Great, thank you. We'll document that. Thank you, Eduardo, for pointing that out.
Thanks, Maureen. I'm aware of it.
Tijani, did you want to add to that? Are you volunteering for that?
No. I would like to perhaps correct something. Victor will be in charge of the music.
Okay.
And we already assigned another person for the table.
Oh,
we assigned two African persons. One francophone and one anglophone. So anyone coming to our table can speak with our ALSs. Thank you.
And sorry, Tijani, who are they for the record?
I don't want to give you names now because we put some names. Aziz was in charge to confirm with them if they accept or not, and I don't have the feedback from him. And I will have it this weekend, for sure.
Perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much. That covers the assigned individuals for the table. We'll probably get together before the event, make sure the tables are properly set up. So feel free to have anyone reach out to me during the day on that. Okay, so I'm. If there's no other comments, Eduardo, again, did you have something to say?
Eduardo, again, just quickly, I recommend that these names are published in the wiki, so we know who they are. Just because you mentioned Lacrallo and Urallo, but I don't see any of. I mean, other than that, but people that you mentioned here. Thank you,
Eduardo. This is Heidi. I'm quite sure there already is a page, but I'm just asking my team to locate that. So I've seen it, so it exists.
Thank you, Heidi.
Yes, thank you, Heidi. Yeah, we'll double check that. And you're right, Eduardo. It should be top of the order. Okay, if I could move along on this, we have music, and the idea is to collect music of your region so that the playlist could be given and played as background music during the social. Not too loud, but nice, enjoyable. We asked for 10 songs per region, so Eduardo has done a great job. He was the first one to actually upload his songs to the Confluence. There's a step-by-step process to do that when you're in the wiki to add attachments. A lot of people are just giving the names of their songs. That doesn't work. We don't have time to go looking for those songs and downloading those songs, so strongly recommend that your music curator to actually get the songs and upload them to the site so that we can have them on a USB and be playing to give it directly to the sound engineer. So again, anyone who's been assigned for collecting the songs, please make sure the songs are properly set up as MP3 files. Anyone have any questions on that? Okay, if not, we had a 4.4 item, a special ID for the event. Do we have any update on that, or is that a closed item? Heidi, did you have anything on that?
This is Heidi for the record. No, not anything particularly. I think we just need to determine when the special gift is going to be distributed.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's move on to the next item on food and snacks. And I think we talked about that last time, but for the benefit of everyone, I think we have Gisela can give us an update on that again. Gisela?
Glenn, yes, Gisela here for the record. I'm working on a menu with the hotel directly now, as well as the bar set up to see how many bar stations they're going to be. We'll be working on with Nancy on a final drawing of the meeting room. She has indicated that they're extremely busy, so hopefully we'll get the drawing of the room within the next couple of weeks, and we'll work the catering around that. So hopefully an update by next week, but all in progress.
Great, thank you. So again, for the record, it's not a full meal. There is It's appetizer-type food, finger foods, and drinks through the evening. So, and food will be clearly identified for those halal or vegetarian or vegan. So we and they'll have proper signage on each of them. I think Maureen had a question. Oh, it's on the quiz. So back to the quiz. Who is making the quiz? Heidi, can you address that issue or Eduardo?
Yeah, this is Heidi, and I think, you know, we were thinking about that as well. So, Maureen, if you want to volunteer to help, if there was maybe perhaps a small group can develop some questions. We just thought of this yesterday, so we haven't fully thought it through. So we're going to reach out to Pavan and let him know that he's been asked to be the MC. But yeah, if maybe we wanted to just have a small group working with staff to prepare some questions. Gisela is going to be getting the gifts, and they're going to be sort of nice gifts, and we'll have the budget for that as well. Thank you.
Okay, looks good. It's similar to what you did in Singapore, correct, Heidi?
Correct. And that was APRALA who did that, and they did a fantastic job. And yes, Maureen, definitely there would need to be global and related to At Large and Atlas, and fun as well.
Perfect. Okay, I posted earlier, there's a television show in the United States, I believe, Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old? So that might be a name for the quiz, but that's another story. Okay, so going further on, do we have an update on the room? It's been a lot of discussion on whether we have enough capacity in that room or we're going to be assigned another room, the GAC room for the evening that's larger. Heidi, you have an update on the room?
Yeah, this is Heidi. Gisela, come on in if you have any more updates on that. So the meeting staff are just now going through all of the meeting reservation forms that were submitted last week, and we're hoping to have a call with meeting staff, at-large staff, with meeting staff, later this week, and hopefully by that time we'll have an update on that. But you know, we've brought the issue up to very senior people within ICANN, noting your concern, so we're hoping to have some flexibility on that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay,
well, the sooner the better, I'm sure. Tijani, you had a question.
Yes, Glenn, Tijani speaking. I would like to ask a question to the group. Shall we do our fair of opportunities in the a la room with the tables if there is no other solution?
Okay, so it's an open
Hello?
Question.
Do you hear me?
But Tijani, can you please respond? Okay, waiting for people to put their hands up. Okay. So, Baran, what Tijani's asking, go ahead.
Eduardo.
Would you like to repeat it?
Well, Tijani, if we don't have any room, we have to do it there with the table. I mean, we have no other choice. It's not like, we can go to another room and do it. I'm sorry. But, you know, we should keep pushing to get the room the way we want it. Otherwise, it's going to be very, very, very tight. It's going to look bad on everyone. Thank you.
Eduardo, this is exactly why I asked the question. I do think that we don't have to organize the fair opportunity in this room with the tables. We don't have to do that because it will be a failure of our event. So That's why I ask this question to make you aware of the time. We have to get the final response from the meeting staff now, so that we can find if there is other solutions. Perhaps even I do accept to go out of the site, then do it in this room. It is not, you will not do a fair of opportunities. You will not do a socializing event. You will do, I don't know, people standing up and can't moving inside the room. This is the question. This is the problem. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I just want to read you back to the chat. Wolf has asked, okay, if we don't use that room, do we have an alternative location? So what else? And that's what we're trying to come up with, and I'm hoping we need some line in the sand where we cannot... I think what Tajani is saying is we really do emphasize, and we've always said it, is we want a suitable room that's respectful to what we're trying to do. Okay, Eduardo, back to you.
Yes, Eduardo, for the record, again, that's the fallback position will be to do it outside the hotel, and at that time we mentioned, you know, how many people are going to go there. At least the ALSs will be there. But I'm wondering if Steve and Fadi will be able to go there and not get late to their next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's hope we get an answer soon this week that gives us a lot of pleasure that it's a suitable room. Okay, let's move on. And Olivier, do you have an update on sponsorship for everyone?
May I comment?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tijani.
Glenn, may I comment?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I do think that we have to... I want to say that we need to make the ICANN meeting staff that it is compulsory to have another room. It is not. We have to explain even to the senior staff in ICANN that it will be better for our social event if we do it in this room. We have to make them aware of it. I think we should have a solution. If we have people, we can change the configuration of the GAC room and do it there, and then put it again in its shape. It is possible, but if we need money, tell us. If we need people, tell us. We need a solution. It is not a choice. It is compulsory. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I'm just reading Heidi's responses back, and she's agreeing that senior staff knows our desire. I think you speak with one voice. I think you're speaking for all of us. We absolutely agree with you. I don't think anyone on this call would say we'd be happy with that room. We absolutely want a larger room. But as Eduardo has said, if that's all we have, we're stuck. But we want to emphasize to staff is that if there's a room, we absolutely want it. Okay? If we can put closure to that item for now, hopefully we'll have some good news later in the week. Can I turn to Olivier to do a short update on sponsorship?
Thank you very much. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking. Sponsorship. Now, we haven't had very much change from the last time that we spoke. As you know, we've got sponsorship from affiliates. We've got sponsorship from PIR. We have sponsorship from Google. So the dinner on Saturday night is taken care of by affiliates. The lunch on Sunday is taken care of by PIR. And part of the money from Google will be used in to plug in the gaps here and there, but of course will be used primarily for the fair of opportunities. I'm still in discussions with a couple more organizations. I've had feedback from URID, the European ID.EU, who have said that unfortunately they've already allocated their funding to ICANN, but pretty much like Microsoft has also done that. They've also come back to me and said, sorry, they've allocated all their funding to ICANN. I've since announcing the At-Large Summit, I have received an email from the people who have .London as a client, and who have said they might be interested in some sponsorship. So I've sent them a little package. That was just 2 days ago, and they said they will come back to me very soon. We might get a top-up from them. No response still from Facebook. No response from VeriSign. Rather disappointing. But I have sent a few people to try and ask via different avenues to find out why we're not getting a response at the moment. And that's all for the time being. Hence the reason we need to establish how much more budget we have and how much more we can fit in our budget so as to make the most of it.
Great. Thank you so much. Let me move on to this. Any questions, to Olivier on sponsorship? Okay, if we can move on. Again, we've dealt with budget and we dealt with the evening agenda already. I'd like to turn to, is there any other business? Any other business?
Glenn, this is Heidi.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm just reading the chat, and I see that Tajani is saying that if Monday is not possible to have another room, to move it to another day. And I'm just wondering if this group would agree, you know, perhaps Tuesday. There's no music night that night. Monday is busy because it's a high-level meeting with having their big events. Lots of cocktails are going on. I have already spoken to meeting support about Fadi and Steve, and they're aware of that, and they have basically tentatively confirmed their participation, but they wouldn't be staying more than, you know, 20 minutes or so. I don't know their schedule on Tuesday, but I just want to know if this is something that you would want to move in order to get the room of your choice.
Folks, if you like to press the agree or disagree a feature in Adobe, that would be very helpful. Okay, Eduardo, thank you so much. You voted already. Tajani, Maureen, okay, Dev, I posted myself as well, Olivier has, Wolf has, it looks like we have consensus, that's great, so I guess Sunday or Tuesday might be two other alternative days.
Sunday, lots of other big meetings going on that night as well, so we could look into Tuesday if that's possible.
Great. That'd be great.
Okay.
So you'll get back to us fairly soon on that?
Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks to Johnny for being so insistent. Thank you for that suggestion. Okay, I'd like to just open it again to...
Thank you very much, Heidi. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on to other business. Anything else? I want to keep these meetings as tight and quick as possible, so... If there's no one other, I just want to bring something up on the next meeting. I was asked by Eduardo to move the meetings to Friday due to the back-to-back meetings. Just want to, for next week, it would have been scheduled for this time for the Thursday, but I believe there's interest to move it, say, to the Friday. Is there anyone we could change to the Friday or leave it as it is? Any comments? Okay, we're getting votes here. I'm not sure what people are voting on. So please vote if you want to keep it for this time for next Thursday. So I have no from Allie is okay. Eduardo, so keep it on this timeline. So all we have is only two votes so far. We have Eduardo wants to keep it, and Allie says no. Olivia says no. Okay, so I need votes from the rest of the group, so to move it to Friday. So, okay, Maureen, you want to keep it on Thursday? Sorry about this, folks. Okay, to Jenny, does not like this day either. So far, looks like the majority is not by much, but Dev, can you vote to keep it? If you agree to Thursday, can you vote yes? If you don't, say no. Okay. Ali, so, okay, so Ali, no to moving, so you agree with it then. Okay, it looks like we're getting deadlocked here. I'm not getting consensus to move it to the Friday, so I suggest we leave it for the time being on the Thursday, if that's okay for everyone. Any comments for anyone before we terminate the meeting? Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. Just with regards to next week, Eduardo and Olivier on this call, for this week we have the organizing committee call at 1900 UTC. We had agreed on a rotating time to accommodate Cheryl, who very kindly does the calls at 2 a.m. her time. So this week we've got the organizing committee at 1900 UTC, which gives an hour between the Fair of Opportunities and the organizing committee. However, next week I'm not sure if the organizing committee is going to agree on having the call at 1600 or at 1900 UTC. That will most likely be discussed in an hour's time when we have the organizing committee call. I think maybe after that I can send you, Olivier, and Eduardo a quick email, and I'm always happy to follow up with a doodle poll to see who prefers Thursday and who prefers Friday.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you, Gisela. Olivier, did you have a comment?
Thank you, Glenn, but what it's Olivier speaking, what Gisela has just said has actually answered my comment. I was just confused about the question you had asked, but now it's going to be clear with the real poll. Thank you.
Thank you. And to Gianni?
Thank you, Glenn. Just to say that I really advise not to make them back-to-back, because it will be a long meeting and the concentration will be very, the efficiency will not be good. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. And Maureen?
Hi, Maureen speaking. I'm easy with whatever day it is. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you all for your comments. And let's come up with the best solution. This is an example today. I've been going nonstop, double meetings all day. So I'm more than happy to move it to Friday. Okay, if everyone's good, we'll expect a doodle. Thank you so much for setting that up, Gisela. And don't forget, my last comment, if you have something from your region that you'd like to give away, if you can get some freebies, that'd be great. Everybody likes what they call in trade shows swag. So if you can get some free swag to give away, that'd be great for your table. Okay, folks, thank you all for joining, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. Please disconnect all remaining lines at this time.